You're listening to The Morning Show here on Raglan Community Radio. We're on our extended show, and I want to welcome Ngaruno Renata to the studio.
Ai, ata mari e te whānau whānui o Whaingaroa. Kānui te mihi atu ki a koutou i tēnei wā, te wā o Puanga Matariki me etahi atu o ngā kāhui āriki, ngā kāhui whetū. So what I have just expressed in this greeting is, first of all, to acknowledge you all. I didn't really say the four winds, but my intention was to acknowledge those who have... We say to cover all our greetings to make sure everyone is included. We use a terminology in a formal mihi called Ngā Haue Whā, which means the four winds.
Mm.
So it covers everyone's included, unless you're not one of the four winds.
Yeah, you must be from one of them.
You must be from one of them.
Yeah.
We're really focusing in now on the heart of the celebrations that have been initiated by Aotearoa New Zealand by taking a public holiday in light of the rising of Puanga and Matariki, but they are not the only constellations that we are acknowledging. So it's a time of acknowledgement for very good reasons. And as I'm the artistic director for a public, a community event here in Whaingaroa in the town hall.
Yeah.
On Saturday, the 29th of June, I look forward to, as a community and ngā hapuri, expanding on our understanding of why this is such a significant time in our maramataka, our calendar. Yeah.
So do you want to tell us what's happening? It starts at, I see, at 10 o'clock. There's a workshop at 10 o'clock and
yeah, so
lots of things.
Yes, yeah. There is. So the workshop times are going to be timed within from 10 till 12. And the raranga, one of our elders, Whaia Ani, will be leading the raranga workshop, of which there will be two. So you need to get in at 10:15 and 11:15 to join those workshops so you receive the full benefit. They are for tamariki, rangatahi and whānau. They're not exclusive to adults or any grouping. They're whānau-based teachings because she's a very, very seasoned not only in raranga, the weaving of raranga, but the teaching of raranga.
Okay, so there's, in the workshops list, you've got weaving with flax, screen printing.
So the screen printing, yes, is a group that are coming to Wehi and his whānau, and that screen printing will be a pretty important portal or offering that people can participate in. What you actually need is a cotton, calico, something that can be screen printed onto, not a synthetic fibre.
Yeah, so a T-shirt or bag.
And check that it's cotton, because that's why the print will last.
Yeah.
Is printing onto natural fibre.
Yeah, so cotton or calico.
Yes, and also you can, you know, do the, if you're wearing a gorgeous jacket that you want this specific screen print. The screen printing, my understanding is it's quite specific. It's based on the Te Tiriti occurrence down at Te Papa, where the letter or some of the words and part of the document to where he scaled the Te Papa wall and painted out.
Oh, I heard that.
Painted? I'm not sure.
I heard that someone was going to be in town who'd been involved with that, so that's Tiwihi.
Yes, so we will welcome them into that space, and they will also be presenting a much bigger explanation, and whakamārama is an explanation of that particular event. That's my understanding, which is wonderful.
Okay, so that's... And so also under the workshops heading, it says Pūrākau.
Oh, now
is that a workshop, or is that another thing?
No, that's a very special area. There's going to be a central focus on mokopuna, which is tamariki nohi nohi, which is the little people. So the little people bring the bigger people, and the bigger people bring their elders. And that space will be set up really beautifully to enable you to sit and enjoy the telling of stories and singing, waiata, related to our kaupapa, which is puanga and matariki.
Okay, so that'll be happening while the workshops are happening elsewhere space.
In the same space, however, that the focus, you'll see it really clearly as you come into the hall, that there's some storytelling going on.
Okay, and I just wanted to be clear with the two workshops, the weaving with flax and the screen printing. Are they happening at the same time?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
And there'll be two of them each?
No, the screen printing is not a workshop as such. You just come in and you are doing your work. I'm not sure. I have to check if people are going to be sitting in a space, because I do have a space available where he talks to them, or is there is... My understanding is there's a flow of traffic where you're doing screen printing.
Right, okay.
So it's not a work... It's a workshop actively involved in screen printing.
Okay. Mm. There'll be... I guess there's only a limited amount of screens, so...
A limited amount of screens, but there's these gorgeous rangatahi that are going to be part of that offering.
Have I got time to do an interview about this?
Oh yeah, that'd be amazing.
I was wanting to anyway when I heard that Tiwihi was going to be here. So
I don't know.
No, sorry. I can sort that out. We'll do that off the air. So all right. So we're talking about the Matariki event on. Hey, which day is it again?
Saturday.
Saturday the 29th.
The 29th from 10 o'clock is opening. We have a ceremonial opening at 10 to 10. 10 o'clock, the doors open. You will be greeted, and there is a request for a donation, entry donation, that will assist us with offering a koha to our performers, because we're a non-funded event, totally non-funded. There will be specialty stores. There's a Rongo Māori one, which we're very excited about. Also, we have Hene Pūtehue in the house. That's amazing. Local. Some goods and items on that stall, where the traditional gourds will be available for sale.
Okay.
So really important you bring cash. There's
yes.
no FPOS.
No FPOS, cash.
No
There's
FPOS,
FPOS machine across the road, though, so that's not too hard.
There is.
Yeah, two of them, actually. Go left, go right, you're all good.
And there's a book stall, which we're focusing on books of a spiritual nature. We have some absolutely stunning books that have been gifted to that stall. They will be available at a very reasonable price, and we want them all to go out to our community if you feel, there's a book by the water scientist, the Japanese water scientist, Emoto, and two CDs that accompany that. There's another book about Hands of Light, which is the books that we have on our stall are significant books that people will know. I know that author.
Mm. So people can come and they don't have to go to the workshop starting at 10 on the dot. They can come and do lots of these other things as well.
Oh, yes, yes. We will have a Shai will be his Māra Kai is flourishing, and he's very particular about his growing methodologies, which are all based on organic methodologies.
Yeah.
So there'll be some yummy vegetables available there, and there will be an abundance of those.
So people can purchase those?
They can purchase them.
And there's also some kai?
Yes, so the kai, the whānau who have a... Now, I need to get this really clear. They're not part of mainstream schooling, let's put it that way. And they've been operating within Whangaroa for at least 2 years, at least. They will offer the soups in hot soups in the supper room. That they are also a fundraiser. And there'll be some yummy bread that's been from the artesian bread shop.
Rightio.
To go with the soup. But that's not available till 11:30.
Okay, 11:30 to 1, it says on the poster.
To 1 o'clock, we need to shut that down. Not shut it down, that's not the right wording.
we need close you to... those people down.
But the community concert will start at 1:30 sharp. And that's a very important part of our offering, that you are sitting comfortably on cushions. There'll be mats on the floor, or we'll arrange the seating so you can be looking at the for the stage.
So who are the performers?
So first up we have Johanna and quite her little group, and then there's children in that. What do you call it when you have one? Oh, well, that's the first performance.
Yeah.
Holly, Oromori is presenting. There's four of us. Hang on. There's four of us.
Okay. Is that with Taonga Puoro?
Yes, Taonga Puoro. You look forward to that, whānau, because it's coming forward, but there's more wahine, Māori kura, who are on the Atamira. That field has really been dominated by male, and so wahine Māori are coming forward to be those articulate performers within that realm of traditional Māori instruments, and graceful, I tell you.
So that's, I'm guessing, you and your two daughters, and also
Atiro.
And Atiro.
Oh, yes, she's definitely in that inner sanctuary. They're all songbirds too.
So that, and then it finishes at 3:30, and then...
Oh, yes, we have Fish. I can't remember the name, because there's two bands. It's a local band.
Oh, Abstract Fish Lungs.
The other one.
Wavy State of Mind. No? Salty Jam.
Salty Jam.
Is that it?
The three.
Yeah, the three guys. Salty Jam. Yeah.
Salty Jam. I understand they were chosen because they'll be more in tune with the kaupapa of the day.
Yeah, Abstract Fish Lungs is kind of heavy. They put on a good show, but it might not be the show you're looking for.
So they are performing. And then Katana and myself will close.
Okay.
We'll close off that bracket. So we will... We're very much wanting to stay to time. The reason for that is we are weaving in with other amazing offerings within our community. So you have the opportunity to then go over to the Old School Arts Centre, and at 5 o'clock there is a very special film screening with Komako at the helm and Mike Moore.
Yeah, who is a performance poet.
Absolutely. I'm hoping to hear from Michael today that he can be our MC.
Right.
He does it.
And I'm just looking at the leaflet for the festival at the Old School, and that's talking about visual poetry from Te Kore, Te Pō, and through to Te Ao Marama. But what does that mean? Please help me.
So that's one of the... If you like, creation stories of the beginning of the earth in terms of how it arrived. So It's not a Big Bang theory. It's not a theory even. It's a,
right.
It's a truth of how the beginning of sound and all those things that need to be there for us, for the earth to be here. It speaks really to that. It's an ancient story that brings you through that storyline, so you gather an understanding through sound vibration, through the musicality of the performers. The nothingness is a word that comes to mind for te kore, the nothingness, and then the rising of... Tell me the other words that you were inquiring about.
Te kore, te po, and through to te ao marama.
And te po is the great night. So te po in the Māori world has many names. So it's not just nighttime. There's the long night, the deep night, the expansive night, the dark night, because night has many frequencies or personalities of its own right. So in our ancient mōtiatia, which are chants, there it expresses that relationship of the space where there's no light, and that's expansive. It's, you know, it's not like just turn the light off and you're...
It's like the nothing before there was something.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Te po, yeah, the great night, the great expansive night.
And te ao marama, which is a phrase I'm familiar with, but...
Te ao marama refers to when light came into the world, and that's a very beautiful story in itself. Takarangi. So all these things interweave into other areas of artistry within the Māori world. So takarangi is the name of a pattern, but it's also the name of how the light originally came into the world and how it was seen. It's a very, very extraordinary pattern to draw or to manifest as a carving, and it expresses how light arrived, that still small point of light issued into the darkness and its arrival. So it wasn't like turning a light on in the house where suddenly there's light everywhere.
Mm.
It was a very gradual process, light, and how that light unfolded and its personality as it unfolded as a vibration. Mm. We're talking about, you know, constellations which move in light years. What does that mean? Do we need to really understand it, or do we just need to gaze and appreciate that moving in light years is an expression to help us understand that not everything's moving at like 5 kilometres or 20 kilometres?
It's a different scale. To me, it speaks of a different scale than human life. You know, a different time scale, and a different, completely different to our short amount of time.
And we really, you know, we'll be on the winter solstice, we were gazing, or actually, we weren't gazing. When you look through a telescope, we had 3 amazing telescopes, and up at Solscape, we were looking into the northeastern horizon pre dawn, and we were just blown away by the light that we were looking at in the sky, what we could see through the telescopes.
So this is the dawn light starting to show.
Yes.
Interesting.
And then we decided, or it magically happened, of course, we went downstairs, because this was upstairs outside the yoga room at Soulscape, to a fire, and we gazed, and that's a... where you're not using an instrument as such to zone in on these planets and stars, but you're just using your naked eye.
Yeah.
Because the way the constellation of Matariki has been sold to us, quite literally, is that we think there's seven or nine.
Yeah.
But there's actually hundreds of stars, but they're not visible. Ah, now the word naked eye.
Mm.
Naked eye means to see with your glasses on or glasses off, or to see with your own eyes what you can see.
Yeah.
At Matariki, Pallades can be seen. But those particular bright stars are heralded in as being significant. And the brightness of them also is another storyline which the traditional astronomer, Kokorangi, Tohunga Kokorangi, would be able to, like a weather report, but much more extensive and much more in depth, would be able to predict the year ahead. That knowledge and mātauranga was essential to the tribe's well-being, because it could tell you how to prepare for planting, because planting of a crop, well, there was, you just have to imagine there was no foursquare, there was no countdown.
Yes.
You basically...
You were your own supermarket, in a way.
Absolutely. So the growing of crops was a significant part of the life of your people and its success and its abundance. And that could be read at this time of the year for the coming year by the Tohunga Kokona. So astronomy was a really big science in Te Ao Māori, in the Māori world. It was a very important science to understand and know. Not for everybody, because you had your messengers who were those astronomers would read and convey that information to the tribe.
And the last thing I want to mention, back to what's happening at the old school between 5 and 7 on Saturday, is there are 4 5-minute poetic films featuring different stars of Matariki narrated by you.
Sorry. Yeah, that's a project that we did for Māori TV, where we looked at the playing with who these stars were, what were their... People call them archetypes, you know, in English, archetype. Personalities.
Okay, yeah.
A star has a personality.
Yeah, yeah.
So we play on the words, create words and narration. And, yeah, I really enjoyed gifting narration to that, to the filming of those stars, so you could have a better understanding of not just their names, but who they were and what were the gifts that they were offering to us.
All right, so this is all about Matariki, what's happening on the weekend. And have you got a, is there a, like a Facebook event made for your Pūanga? And yes. What are you calling it? Pūanga Matariki Whangaroa Community Event? Is that?
Yes, Pūanga. We want to acknowledge Pūanga because Pūanga is a, it comes just before arrives, according to some tribal areas, and I'm from one of them, which is Ngāpuhi, and Taranaki as well acknowledge Pūanga first as the Māori New Year. And then Pūanga appears very quickly within that space. And it's just an acknowledgement of there's a lot of stars up there and we're going to acknowledge an occurrence that happens at this time of the year, very specifically in the Southern Hemisphere.
So if people want to know more or be reminded online, I know we'll put this on, you know, What Song Guide on the Redland Community Radio website. For sure, but do you have? Is there a Facebook thingy?
Yes, there will. There is a Facebook. This is on Facebook. These two that you have in front of you.
What are we searching?
There's a board that's going to be hopefully drawn up today and put outside the town hall.
Okay. Oh, that's a piece of plywood over there in the studio.
That's the old school way, and you know what?
Yeah.
Well, lots of people will read it and go.
No, it's important.
Okay.
People will pay And people take it in deeper when it's they're walking past and they read it than if it's more it's words on a screen, I think, now.
Thank you. I'm glad that I've done something right this morning.
Well, I don't know. What else has been going on? Maybe we'll talk about that off the air. So we're looking up Puanga Matariki, the Whangaroa community event. We'll have a links on all our internet presence, wherever that is, wherever you find us. You'll be able to catch up with what's happening for that event. And the Old School is also promoting
absolutely
the festival happening there from Friday the 28th to Friday the 5th of July.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's incredible. We've really vibed. It's really a time to reflect and to rest. That's not happening.
No. But this is all new.
It stirred us up into some magical artistic expression, and we want to be part of it, and we also want to lead. I just, have to do a shout out to our Māori kura. Ngā mihi nui ki a koutou i whakatū i ēnei ngā tūmomo kaupapa e pāna ki a Puanga Matariki. So manawatea Matariki.
All right. Thank you for coming in, and we'll see you on Saturday, no doubt, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks here in the studio again.
Kia ora.
All right, folks, that's the end of the extended morning show today. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'll, of course, be back again tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, live on the air.